give me a glimmer of hope again. Save me from all my wandering. If I've been looking in all the wrong places, would you turn me back around again?
Welcome to Hopecasts, where our true stories brighten your day by providing insight and encouragement. I invite you to listen as my husband, Dr. Ken Brown, shares one of his amazing personal experiences that will inspire and stir your soul. Even in the challenges of life's darkest moments, you can always find a glimmer of hope through the love of God. So settle in, open your heart, and let's journey together through the power of storytelling.
Forgotten tool. How long have I lain forgotten in the dark bottom of the wrong toolbox in the leaking wheel well of my owner's old car? Slosh! Again, a wave of liquid slime engulfed me as I constantly rattled with the vehicle's motion against the other tools, which had long before rusted into unrecognizability. Beyond my understanding, the car was traveling along some highway to some destination for some reason past my understanding and comprehension. Half submerged in a thick, dank residue of rainwater, dirt, and oil that had been allowed to seep into the toolbox, I feel that I am being slowly digested into uselessness through oxidation. The effects of entropy erode my edges, seize my sections, and strip away my shiny finish as rust, metal's natural enemy, attacks me without mercy, dissolving my very being. Ah, but I remember when I was carved from the finest of steels, sharpened to perfection, shaped, then balanced to fit the hand that I was designed to hold by my creator, to become the extension of my master's fingers, to accomplish through leverage what mere flesh could never complete. Oh, the joy of being newly crafted. Oh, then my polish glistened. My strong blades were so finely ground, I could sever a quarter-inch tempered bolt, and even my teeth were untarnished. Whenever the need required my specific services, my owner, my master, would always find me a willing partner to help solve his problems. With the pride of ownership and the care of a tradesman, I would be wiped clean, oiled or buffed, and then replaced to my exact place in the right toolbox, prepared for the next mechanical crisis. Oh, how I longed for those days of service again, and I bitterly regretted that I had allowed myself to fall into the wrong cabinet through a careless decision. How often convenient complacency dispatches disaster. Vexing questions about my neglect were as answered in the blackness as were my muffled cries for help. Hidden, forgotten, and rejected, I sat imprisoned in the seeping sludge that slowly devoured my molecular structure. Dust to dust, atom to atom, I am nothing without him. Suddenly I felt the jolt, a shudder, and then the vehicle's motion came into an abrupt halt. Soon the trunk was popped, and I could hear my owner's voice as he frantically searched in the other chest for some unknown tool without relief. Then bright light, as my prison was pried open, and I felt his strong fingers reach through the sticky ooze to rescue me. The sun revealed the absolute depravity of my condition, and it exceeded my greatest fears. Dirty and dulled, rusty and pitted, my useless handles welded closed by the ferrous oxide. It guaranteed my worthlessness. Too long, too late, I moaned as I felt condemned to a meaningless existence. To my astonishment, then delight, my master began to wipe away my embarrassment and polish my metal. He liberally poured a most expensive, high-tech oil designed to penetrate my impediments, loosen my joints, flush the invading moisture, and disintegrate the rust. With skill and precision, he lovingly filed my blades to purpose-filled illumination. Due to the pain of inactivity, initially I was passively resistant, yet he firmly but tenderly pried my jaws open and exercised my action until once again I had free, full reins of motion. And then, as joyous times remembered, I was in his hands once again, and we faced mechanical challenges together. In serving, I live. In Proverbs 24:16, it says, though a righteous person falls 7 times, the Lord will lift him up. So if this has been you, if you found yourself in that other toolbox, being slowly dissolved, mechanically useless, but you long to serve the Lord, keep praying. The Lord will rescue you, and his blood is like that oil. He has the power to set you free and to use you again, to make you holy. And I just pray that as you listen to this story, that will happen to you. Now, if you like this story, then go to Taken TV or Spotify or our Hopecasts program on YouTube. And I'll look forward to seeing you there. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning into Hopecasts for inspiring stories that will touch your heart. If today's story encouraged you, then please subscribe to our channel and visit us at hopecasts.org to learn more. You can also watch the video version of this story and many more from Dr. Brown on our Hopecasts YouTube, or listen on our Spotify, Apple, or Amazon Music podcasts. Until next time, keep holding on to hope, and please share these stories with someone who really needs encouragement. May God bless you.
I've been searching and I've been seeking. It seems like you're nowhere to be found. I'd do anything just to see you. If I close my eyes, will I see you now? 'Cause I know faith holds in what can be seen, but my hope feels like a distant dream. Give me glimmer of hope again. Save me from all my wandering. If I've been looking in all the wrong places, would you turn me back around?